As we just heard, the history of a country, especially if it's traumatic, can leave a deep mark on those who leave. That's the case for the two Iranians we're about to hear from. They're both in Toronto, Canada now, and like all of us, they've been hearing a lot about the potential for change in Iran, change that could be spurred by the recent nuclear deal. But these two exiles come to different conclusions about Iran's future, as the world's Matthew Bell found out.
Marina Nemat was born in Iran. She grew up there, and she still hopes for big changes in the country. But she makes one thing very clear. She's no optimist.
Optimists are people who ignore reality. Optimists are people who go around and live in their own fictionally made paradise. And I don't do that because I discovered when I was arrested in Iran at the age of 16 in 1982 that the world is a very difficult and cruel and violent place.
That was a dangerous time in Iran. The early years after the 1979 revolution were filled with political violence, and Nemat was one of many who got caught up in it. She spent more than 2 years in Iran's infamous Evin prison. When she got out, she didn't talk about it for a long time, not even with her family. Eventually, she fled to Canada, and in 2007, she published a memoir called Prisoner of Tehran. When I asked Nemat about the political opposition in Iran, she scoffed at the idea that most of its leaders are supporters of real reform.
When I was in prison and I listened to gunshots every night when mass executions happened in the 80s, and my 15, 16, 17-year-old friends were executed by the tens and the tens and the tens, Mr. Mousavi was the prime minister of Iran.
Mir Hussein Mousavi is one of the leaders of Iran's pro-reform Green movement. He came out of retirement to run in the 2009 election, but lost amidst allegations of fraud, vote rigging, and intimidation. Mousavi has been under house arrest for 5 years, but his supporters still see him and his political allies as Iran's best hope for freedom, democracy, and civil rights. 30-year-old Saeed Vafa is part of a young generation of Iranians who supported Mousavi and the Green Movement in 2009. Over the next 2 years, he would take the bus into Tehran to go to street protests. The crowds started off by asking, "Where is our vote?" But Vafa says in early 2011, their message changed.
I can say it in Farsi, then I will translate it. We said that Mubarak bin Ali, Nobat Sayyid Ali. It means that it was time for Mubarak and then bin Ali in Tunisia, and now it's time for Sayyid Ali, which is the supreme leader of Iran.
So, this is a very provocative thing to chant.
Yeah,
you're saying,
I mean,
out with the leader.
I mean, because, you know, after the very first couple of the protests, they're starting arresting many people and killing many people, like Sohrab Neda, and I can name 100 person that the government killed.
Vafa was arrested for taking part in illegal protests. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison, but escaped to Turkey before his trial finished. He applied for asylum in Canada, and now he's working on a BA in environmental studies in Toronto. Vafa is still obsessed with Iranian politics. Like Marina Nemat, he's no fan of the regime in Iran, but he believes that the moderates and reformists trying to change the system from within are worth supporting.
We saw the result of revolution. We saw that it doesn't work. And actually, in the Green Movement, we saw that no protest can survive in Iran. The regime is very harsh on destroying any kind of protest. So the only option left is the reform. So I think the reason that I believe in reform is not because I love it, because there is no other choice except that.
He says the alternatives are worse. Outside military intervention to overthrow the Iranian regime? Bad idea, says Vafa. Take a look at Iraq and Afghanistan. Violent revolution by Iranians? No way. Look at Syria. These days, Vafa posts photos of reformist politicians on social media and hopes they can drive gradual change in the country, and that someday, maybe, he'll be able to go back home without having to fear arrest and prison. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Toronto.